This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S.-backed forces proclaimed the capture of Islamic State's last territory in Syria on Saturday. Syrian Democratic Forces fighters paraded in memory of 11,000 comrades killed in years of fighting. The victory eliminates IS rule over a self-proclaimed caliphate. The U.S. State Department's Deputy Special Envoy to Syria, William Roebuck,
delivers a crushing strategic blow and underscores the unwavering commitment of our local partners and the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
But the jihadist group remains a threat from sleeper cells around the world. Here's the SDF General Commander Mazlum Abdi. He says, "We are proud of what we have achieved in our fight against Daesh and Al-Qaeda, and this was reflected in the rescue of close to 5 million people." Abdi went on to say the fight against IS will continue until complete success is achieved and until we are totally rid of them. Emergency workers are evacuating 1,300 passengers and crew by helicopters from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. The captain of the Viking Sky issued a distress call after the ship lost power and started drifting Saturday afternoon. Rescue official Jan Arve Derns discusses aid waiting for the passengers.
We have a lot of people available for the passengers when they come to land. We have doctors available, we have police there, we have rescue there.
The ship has been able to restart three of its four engines and is able to move slowly toward a port escorted by a tugboat. This is VOA News. Thai voters are going to the polls Sunday for the first time in nearly 5 years. Thailand's military junta took power in May 2014 when then-Army Chief Prayut Chan-o-cha led a coup that toppled the government. Some 51 million Thais are eligible to vote. Observers see the elections as a struggle between democracy and military rule. The UN Children's Fund, reports nearly half of the 1.7 million people affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa are children. The official number of deaths across the region has now risen to over 700. But this figure is expected to increase once the waters have receded and the bodies of those who have drowned and gone missing are found. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Conditions in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe remain critical. Thousands of people are still trapped by the floodwaters, many huddled on rooftops and in trees waiting to be rescued. The UN Children's Fund reports the situation for hundreds of thousands of children caught up in this monumental storm is particularly dire. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyerak says children are particularly susceptible to infectious diseases.
Without safe and effective water sanitation and hygiene services, children are at high risk of preventable disease, including diarrhea, typhoid, and cholera, and also increasingly vulnerable to malnutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UNICEF reports many schools and hospitals have been destroyed or damaged or are being used as collective shelters. Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of Yellow Vests protests. This comes as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday from a square in the south of Paris, with banners calling for President Emmanuel Macron to get lost. The demonstration in the capital was largely peaceful, but in the afternoon, police fired tear gas on protesters. Some protesters set bins on fire. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.